This is Thursday, April 11th. What is the image you have of flourishing, of thriving, filled with life? One of our grandchildren, Gabriel is his name, was born last June, and from the get-go he gained weight. His arms and legs and cheeks, well, they got chunky. He looked healthy in every way. I think of flourishing as I think of him. Or when I think of flourishing, I remember a fig tree in my aunt's backyard that I had the joy of cleaning of its fruit. Every branch was laden with more fruit than we could pick. We had to make several passes through the branches to get it all. The figs were bursting with juice. When we first started picking them, we couldn't wait. We had to pause and eat a few. We just couldn't resist tasting the bounty of this beautiful fruit. Well, our psalm this week, Psalm 1, describes the flourishing of those who seek God in His Word by using the metaphor of a well-planted tree. Here is the prophet Jeremiah expanding on this image so that we can grasp its beauty and power. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 8. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when the heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Isn't that beautiful? This is the happy life. The life of one who delights in the Word of God and who enjoys God. It's full and rich. Now, at our family's cabin in the mountains of North Carolina, the house is provided water by a spring that gushes from the mountain a little up the hill from the house. At the head of the spring, there is a large box that traps the water so the water can be directed into pipes to go to the houses nearby. Right at that location, there are three huge buckeye trees. They are bursting forth almost directly from the spring. No doubt, seeds fell there many years ago. Those seeds sprouted and rooted right there with this overabundance of water. It's a constant flow that has been supplied to these trees for decades now. And walking up to the spring, these trees can easily be seen from a distance, signaling where the spring is. This is an image of this metaphor for flourishing. Now, of course, for the people of God, the place where they lived was extremely arid. It was dry in many areas and like a desert. The idea of a constant supply of water is something some people have never known. So this image carries immense power. In the desert, water is life. And here is a tree that has water that never runs dry. Notice the results. First, it becomes rooted. Yes, the tree sends out deep roots to draw in water and the nutrients that it carries. The idea of rootedness means there is stability, there's strength. Winds will not easily blow down a well-rooted tree. And our world being rooted in someone greater than ourselves means stability and resiliency for us. This is why the tree does not fear when heat comes or when there's a drought. There will be seasons in our lives, seasons when we're growing and thriving, but then seasons change. Sickness or weariness or loss can feel like life is being cut off, like we are thirsty but can find no water. But the tree rooted in God and His Word, well, the resources never run out. The river never runs dry. But then we hear about fruitfulness. A thriving tree bears fruit and lots of it. It has the resources not only to live, but to produce more life. One thing you recognize when you visit that spring with the buckeye trees is the volume of buckeye seeds all on the forest floor, all around that spring. And indeed, this spring has been called Buckeye Spring. It's thriving so much. Now, for those drawing life and hope and joy in God, there's also fruit in season and out of season. What is this fruit? I think first it's a life of joy and peace. This evidence is first seen in you. Then because of this life in you, it spreads to all that you touch, the people you know, the work you do. It will show up in your care for other people and in the beauty of your labors. whatever that work may be. It will show up in your character. Now, there's so many examples of this fruitfulness in life, the life of the people communing with God. I think, for example, in the New Testament of the Apostle Paul and how he faced mistreatment, how he wrestled with physical limitations and illness. But his life was fruitful to the end. Even in weakness, he discovered ever deeper resources of the grace and love that not only of God that not only sustained him, he seemed to always have resources to share. Now, as I read Jeremiah and think about the Buckeye Spring, I want to sink my roots deep, deep in God. I want my life to be rooted at the source that will never run dry, in God himself, the one who is the source of all life. And that's our prayer for this week. Let's pray together. Lord God, the fruit is rich and sweet when we come to you. We discover life in you. Indeed, in Jesus, there's a wellspring welling up to eternal life. Teach us to draw from this living water, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen.